6:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had a very, very brief land development code public input session and a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. And by very short, I mean it was only 9 hours. so it was a little bit of a thing. Joining us now, as we always do the day after, we have Devan Cook. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, glad that you're able to be awake and alert after all that yesterday. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit first about the county commission meeting. I know, you know, that went pretty smoothly, pretty quick, and you know, you'll have the real meeting on Thursday when you vote. The one thing that caught my attention out of that meeting was this proposal by Commissioner Wright to purchase some land over by the Tiger Point Golf Course. What's the story here?
There's just under 11 acres, 10.87, I believe, acres of property that has become available that he would like for us to consider purchasing to develop a passive park, or maybe do some other things with there. And so that he just asked the board to give that some consideration and to look at the property and see if there might be an interest from the other board members to move forward with it.
And what would this is kind of on the back of the it's the unused 18 that was damaged, right? That's kind of where this is, south and west of the Walmart. Is that right?
It's back in the very back of Tiger Point.
Okay.
Part of the old golf course that's no longer being used.
Right. Okay. And just to convert that into what, publicly usable area is kind of the idea?
Right. Right. And again, it's in the early stages of discussion about what it might be, but it'd be, you know, a nice area for a passive park and, you know, some other things that could be developed back there. But there's just so little property down on that end of the county for parks and development like that comes available. So that was the discussion.
All right. Also, the land development code, that was the long part of the meeting, was all of the land development code, all 432,000 pages of it or whatever. I know one of the issues we've been tracking is this question of the distance allowable between a bar or a brewery and a school or a church. And I know Commissioner Wright wants to basically make it so as long as you're not directly on the next property over that it would be allowable. I think right now it's 2,500 feet, which means it's nearly a mile of diameter around an area. Where did do you see consensus forming on this, or kind of where is this conversation headed?
There was a lot of discussion. And of course, he's primarily interested in the Highway 98 corridor. That, you know, it may or may not affect any other parts of the county, but there was a good discussion between the board members, good input from the public, and so there hasn't been any consensus. There were several other options floated, making it 1,000 feet, making it less from a church, but keeping it 2,500 from schools. So, you know, there's still a lot of discussion and work that has to go into that one, but it was a good discussion on both sides.
And you know, whether there might be an ordinance with variances, like, I mean, you know, it's kind of, I guess we'll see how that develops. You also have, you know, and I know there's always two sides on this, right? There's the public side, and then there's the developer side, and they're always kind of fighting with each other because, you know, the developers, you know, it's not that they want zero rules, but they want zero rules, and what the public wants is all the rules, right? And so how do you find between them the agreement? But one of the things is it's like paving requirements on new subdivisions, and this I assume has to do with because eventually a lot of these private roads wind up becoming county roads at a certain point in the future. Is that right?
Yes. Quite often when these subdivisions are developed, we once the development is finished, then they're taken over as county roads. And so our engineering department has put together some new specifications for the base and for the asphalt thickness. And so we're working on that because once it's ours, we want to be sure it's easily maintained, easily resurfaced when necessary. So they've been working with our engineering department's been working with our planning department to put some language in there to to help. Just be sure we get a real good product once the subdivision's finished.
Good. That makes sense to me, especially as somebody who suffers driving every day on a private road. I can tell you private roads should be illegal. Just, you know, unless it's like the road to your house and you're going to take care of it. Otherwise, they are a terrible nightmare for everybody involved eventually. The Whittle Building is no more, right?
Correct. It has been taken down. There's still quite a bit of cleanup that the contractor has to do, but the building has been taken down.
I guess that means we're not going to be renting that out.
We're not.
I know that's for some people. But no, you know, this was coming, and then all of a sudden yesterday we see, oh, well, okay, so that's been solved. And we still don't know exactly what's going to happen on that property, if anything, moving forward, other than it's going to stay in the county's hands, right?
Well, and our plan is to clean it up. You know, there was a lot of old debris back behind it. We're going to clean that up and, you know, just grass it, make it nice, and then we'll see what develops in the future. But the main thing is just try to help that area look better. So that's our plan right now.
And then the last thing, I'll give you your sigh of relief moment. How satisfying / thank God that's all done was it to get the Pea Ridge connector in, ribbon cut, people driving on it, wipe your hands of it?
Well, it was wonderful to get that open. There's been so much interest in that road and so many people that are excited about using it. So we had a great ceremony for the ribbon cutting and well attended, and it's been a long time. It started long before I got here in this position, but there's been a lot of work and effort put into it, and so we're just glad it's open and the public can use it.
No, agreed. And it is it seems like a fantastic public solution to several different problems that were created by the fact that it did not exist yet. And now that it does, I'm looking forward to that area and the school and all the other things that go on there or will go on there in the future. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, as always, thank you so much for the time, sir. Thanks for serving our community. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have